on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Steve Bug joins us now from Great Lakes Credit Union. Steve Bug, hello. How are you today, sir?
Thanks, John. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about the cool things that you guys do for Hispanic Heritage Month, I read your advertisement at the beginning of the show, and we actually had a couple questions. Someone wanted to know, just to make sure, is GLCU, as a credit union, are you federally insured like the banks are?
We are federally insured by the NCUA, which is the equivalent to the FDIC on the bank side. So same type of coverage, same dollar amount. It works identically, and both are federally insured by the U.S. government.
Okay. We had another question on the text line. People were curious about GLCU today. I love it. They had, I read something along the lines of that the profits that you make go back into the customers, or your members, excuse me, and into the communities. And so I want to know, well, what do they mean, the profits they make? This is just like a bank, right? When you pay an interest to the customer, you're also taking that money and making more money, but the profits you make go into the community. Can you just explain how that works in layman's terms?
Sure. So the income we make at the credit union as a nonprofit, we don't provide that back to a shareholder or a stockholder. So in essence, the money that a for-profit financial institution would give to a shareholder, we actually give that back to our membership, as you indicated, or reinvest that back into the community as well.
So basically, like if you are someone that watches the news and says, you know, boy, I wish there was something we could do to help certain neighborhoods in our city and our community. I wish there was more we could be doing. You could be a member with GLCU and essentially get like all the exact same benefits, the same interest rates. I'm sure you're competitive in those aspects, and you would not maybe notice anything different about your relationship that you currently have with the bank that you do at GLCU, but you would like know in the back of your head that that money wasn't going to shareholders. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's just that's the way banks operate. But in the back of your head, you'd know that it was going towards the mission of things that you align with.
And that's a great summary, John. At Great Lakes Credit Union, we reinvest back into the communities that we're part of. And by being able to do that, we know we make the community stronger. And thus, we know GLCU will be great as well, because those members are investing back into their community by being part of their local community credit union, like Great Lakes Credit Union.
Another text coming on in. Do you do auto loans at GLCU?
We do auto loans. And I think that that's a great point. A lot of people don't understand that credit unions like Great Lakes has a wide variety of lending products, credit cards, auto loans, personal loans, mortgages. We even offer commercial loans and small business loans for our business members. And we have checking accounts, debit cards. So those same type of services that you would get at a traditional bank are available at your local credit union. The difference is we're a nonprofit. So we take that savings and reinvest it into our members and back into the communities.
As a nonprofit, do people suffer on the rate, or is it competitive? This person's asking about the refi rate for a new car. I don't want to put you on the spot to know the number off the top of your head and have you say something that you don't know. But just generally speaking, are they competitive with where you get other places?
Yes. So our rates are competitive depending upon your auto year, how long you want the loan for, credit history. So those things are taken into consideration, but our rates are competitive both on the lending side and also on the deposit side.
Great. Okay. Thanks for taking some listener questions. We ate into a lot of our time here.
Happy to help.
Yeah,
right?
No, I know you are, and they're into it today. They want to know about credit unions. But Hispanic Heritage Month is running. It starts next week, goes through October 15th. And you guys at GLCU, you've been around for 85 years, long before there was Hispanic Heritage Month, but it's kind of in the DNA of what you do to support different communities.
That's right. And I think an example of that, we're building stronger community ties with the Hispanic community that we serve. And recently, we earned the designation of Juntos Avanzamos from Inclusive, and that's a group of community development credit unions nationally that focus on financial inclusion and empowering underserved diverse communities. And what that really states is that Great Lakes Credit Union serves and empowers Hispanic and immigrant communities through accepting alternative forms of identification when you're opening your account. We employ bilingual, competent staff and leadership, and we treat all of our members with respect regardless of their immigration status. And we also offer products and services that are really designated for those Hispanic community members.
I know you're going to be at a lot of events this weekend, a lot, too many to list, but some in Round Lake Beach, some of the celebrations that are happening in Woodstock as well. I know they have a big Mexican Independence Day celebration you're going to be at. But one note I just wanted to get to because I found this so interesting. You do a quinceañera loan program.
We do. Great point. And so that really helps our members create those unforgettable memories for their daughter's 15th birthday. And it's very flexible on terms and repayments. But it's a great way because those are not cheap anymore. Kind of surprised me when I found out when we started offering the loan what the cost of those celebrations are. And so you can execute that perfect celebration with terms that make the most sense for you. And so that was a newer loan that we offered through one of our credit unions that we merged in. And again, it shows that we're supporting our Hispanic community and the members.
Okay, I'm just, Steve, that's awesome. I'm just chatting with Iridian through the glass with hand numbers of how much her quinceañera cost. And it was $15,000, Iridian. And that was, I don't want to say how long ago, but 12 years ago or so. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's
way much more than I thought when we started offering the loan product. I mean, John, they can come in at $20,000-$25,000 or more.
Well, I just think that that is an example of meeting your customers where they are and how they actually live their lives.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the broader approach is making sure that we have these type of programs available for the diverse membership that we serve. And this is a great example of serving the Hispanic community. And also, one step that we've made over the last several years is making sure that our loan documents in particular are available in Spanish. For those that find it easier to read the documents in that native language, we want to make sure that we're supporting them. And we do have a lot of employees that speak fluent Spanish. Also, we've updated our AI-powered assistant, Olive. She now speaks Spanish as well to help on those inquiries that come in. And one thing that I think is really unique is that our ATMs now also offer bilingual support.
That's huge. And a good reminder about loan documents, no matter which language you speak, please read them. Steve, yeah. I got to go. GLCU.org is where people can go. Thanks for answering our questions today, and good luck with the celebrations this month.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.